whole new 2 weeks for me to get paid again.
I never want a fake back like that.
And I was like, Mama, okay, Mom, I know
you. Why didn't you just get the ones when we had some on the street in New York City?
I actually don't know. I just don't know why I didn't do it. But I just said that. When I saw her on YouTube, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to get it. And it was $20. I was like, I'm about to get it.
Fake bags. We have started the show. And do you want to tell the people what you got? No?
I mean, it actually don't look that bad to me now when I look at the clothes. I hate the straps, but I like the print.
The straps is what the problem is. Give it all.
But the print is honestly really, it's like really.
The print is not like, bad.
The print is not bad.
The feel of it, you know.
But who's going to be feeling on it? No one.
A girl who, you remember that scene with Erica Mena?
Nobody in real life. Nobody
yes,
in real life.
They do, because this but girl, no, when nobody, I had a fake friend, Michael like, Kors bag, I and I didn't know it was a fake bag. I just liked it. I had got it from Baker's. I was like, oh my God, this bag is so cute. Let me get it. And then everybody would come up to me and was like, oh, is that a Michael Kors? And I was like, no, I got this from Baker's. It was like, it looked just like a Michael Kors. And I was like, that was not the plan. But
that's not that.
Some like, girl had came up and was like, let me see. Like, oh, okay, this is nice. And I was like, yeah, everybody thinks it's Michael Kors. And then she was like, that's what I thought that it was. And I was like, so you just wanted to check it out and see what it was?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Trash. I hate when girls do stuff like that. But yeah, so Amber.
I don't think no, not Amber. To me.
I think a girl will do that to you. A girl who a girl who wants to be your friend actually will do it.
I'm not around girls like that. So
I know you only hang around with men because that's the type of lady you are.
I don't even have a lot of guy friends living in the same town I'm in. So at the end of the day, nobody gonna really do that. That's not really gonna be the thing, but
Knight is walking around here with a beauty supply store bag.
If you're gonna say she got from the beauty supply, and she just put on some Jergens
cherry almond lotion. Knight is an 85-year-old woman today.
Everything you said was a straight up lie.
You ain't just put on no Jergens.
I don't use cherry blossom.
It smells just like the cherry almond, ma'am. Jergens don't. They not yes, gonna they fade do. Away
they
from
have
that
ultra
brand.
Healing. They have ultra healing. I don't use cherry almond.
Cherry almond, ma'am. It smells just like cherry almond.
Well, I don't use cherry almond because it messes up my skin. Number one. Number two, I did not get the bag from the beauty supply store. I bought the bag off of YouTube. This girl said go onto this site I offer, and I got a $22 fake Louis Vuitton bag. Show did it, fake Louis Vuitton bag. And the shoes I got on my
I don't think it's pronounced Louis Vuitton.
The shoes I got from my on my what?
I think it's the Louis Vuitton.
The shoes I got on my feet is from Target. Thanks.
At the end of the day, Knight so is an 85-year-old woman today, and I don't understand what it is. The thing is, Knight got the cash, y'all.
No, I don't have
the
cash.
She got the cash. She got the cash to get real lotion. To get a real, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with a $20 bag. I have no problem with a $5 bag.
What do you mean real lotion? That is real lotion. I don't use cherry almond because it messes my skin. So why are you saying real
Knight
lotion?
Knight has the, this
that
is
doesn't
the
make
thing.
Any sense.
Knight will carry around a gallon of Queen Helene cocoa butter lotion in her purse.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of packing the regular hand lotion.
I don't even
baby,
use
why do you
Queen
have
Helene.
A
gallon? Why are you lying? Why are you fronting?
I'm talking about the size of the lotion.
But I don't
Why do Knight have to do this?
Because I don't want to borrow the miniature. I don't want to buy the miniature ones unless I'm going on a trip. That's it. You spend $5, $6, $7 for the big one. I'm not finna run around spending another $2 on a small one. And that's that.
Cherry almond. Welcome to Nola Knight. We have been gone for a very long time. The reason we were gone is none of your goddamn business. But I am happy to. What's mean is that the stench of that cherry almond.
Girl, you remember that episode of Martin, that gay guy who was hitting on Martin?
He was like, he called him like almond brown.
Oh no, I didn't remember that one.
Almonds. Yes, thank you so much. Welcome to Nola Nights. I'm Nola, and...
Hey, everyone.
Her name is Knight.
Hey.
We want to thank you for joining us on today. And let me just roll that window up in our studio. Thank you so much. I was just drinking some unsweetened tea and lemonade, and it went down the wrong tube. Not only did Knight not ask me if I was okay,
girl, and she did, oh my gosh, me a no. Let me do this real. I know I'm yelling. Let me stop yelling all the time because I know it sounds really crazy. I think if y'all don't understand how many lies is spewed every time we start a doggone show. I did say, "Are you okay?"
And you, and was, immediately you was like, started laughing.
Yeah, I'm right.
I did not you see. Like, see, I did not do all of that.
And you said, "You okay?"
And then you was like, and I was coughing, and then I said, yeah. And then she started laughing, and I was like, because what, of my cough.
My cough?
Is
my
That's cough why you laughing? Laughing? Because I'm dying.
I said it reminded me of the time when I saw a meme on Instagram, and it was like the veins were busting out, red face. Of
was it that
went,
white boy?
Yeah, that white like, boy. You don't want to cough one more time, but you know you gotta cough like 8 times to get that out your throat. Yeah,
to get that
and
last
it's so
liquid.
Embarrassing because you know everybody gonna be looking at me and like, "Hey, you okay?" I'm like, and when I think back on it, it's like I could just. Feel eighth grade math class. It's quiet. It's cold, and I'm just sitting there.
Girl,
you know,
don't
you
let nobody be take. Don't let y'all be taking no tests.
Girl, I know, and I got to. And I, you know, people. Dang, cause you okay? You okay? And I'm like,
shut up. Y'all act like this ain't nothing.
I was just coughing. Now let me walk outside real quick.
And then they gonna hear you down the hall, and it's gonna echo because ain't nobody else in the hall.
And as soon as you walk in, and they be like.
They're going to be looking at you. But focus on your test. Oh focus on trying to find the area, the fucking square root of this fucking parallelogram. That's Hello. What you need to focus on, nigga. Okay?
Yeah,
you need to focus on
me.
The difference between the goddamn isosceles and the right triangle. That's what your ass needs to be doing. Okay?
Because
you
that.
Went and bought the personalized Mickey Mouse protractor, and your ass still don't know how to use it. Okay, your mama spent that money. You still don't know how to use the protractor, ma'am. Okay,
not a protractor.
A protractor. What is it?
It's a protractor.
A protractor.
You know how to use that protractor?
You don't know how to use that protractor. And all that little thing make the circle. Wait, was that the protractor? The protractor was the one that you got the angle of the triangle. What was the thing that made the circle?
It
was
the like compass. And it's called a compass? For real. And it's called a compass.
The thing you stick on the paper and you put the pencil on the end of it and then you don't look it up, nigga. If you don't know, you
No,
don't
I
know.
Am. I am going to look it up. I feel like that is it. And I'm.
But at the end of the day, none of that has served my life at fucking all.
I don't think it matters to people that don't have no. It's called a compass. I think. If you
want to be an architect, then sure.
Architect,
but I mean,
or,
I'm not that.
You have to connect like latitude, longitude. You have to do something like that. Yo, this is off topic. Well, it's not really off topic. So last night, I went to go watch. I love watching movies by myself, and I went to go see Adrift.
Which one is that one?
It just came out. It got Shailene Woodland in it. Shailene.
I don't know who that is.
You know Shailene. Come on now, Shailene. Hold on real quick, cause I really gotta show you this. Shailene Woodley, Divergent.
She was in Big Little Lies. She was good.
Yeah. So you know she's a really good actress, mm-hmm. but she's you know she okay. So basically,
she was protesting with the Native Americans with the Dakota Pipeline, and the cops had came out and wanted her to leave, but they wasn't really trying to have nobody else leave. The reason y'all wanted her to leave is because she's a celebrity, and y'all didn't want her celebrity mm-hmm. backing. To show support. So that's what the fucking problem is. Go ahead.
I say that because, you know, I'm not to give away the entire movie.
I actually really liked it. I think you'll like Big Little Lies.
Oh yeah, probably. I heard good things about it. And so basically, you know, Adrift, hence the name of the movie, they was out and about and, you know, they had some problems, clearly, with trying to get back home. And a part of it, they had to use the compass to do, and it reminds me of, like, assignments you had back in school. Girl, like, you had to use the compass on the map, look at the latitude and the longitude to figure out how many knots.
Were they, like, lost at sea?
Yeah. And I was like,
so was
oh
it better
God.
Than that movie you had made me watch?
Yeah.
With the sharks,
it had pieces of it that was similar, but you could just tell like it also had a love part in it. Even though I know that had a love in it. No, it didn't have that love in it.
So that was a good movie.
What?
Adrift.
Oh yeah, I would love Adrift.
Okay, so let me tell y'all something about Knight. At the end of the day, Knight goes to see good movies by herself. But the horrible movies, the nigga will beg me. This has been since past years, okay? MC Deborah. The
MC
nigga
Deborah.
Was like, when we was in Daytona one time, she was like, guys, I really want to go see that movie, Roommates. It looks so good. All right.
Okay, well, that was my,
let's go
that
do
was,
that.
Everybody went to go see it. There's
movie
wrong
was
with
trash.
That.
Where the girl, her college dorm roommate was like obsessed with her. It was like single white female, but not in the least bit as good.
It wasn't.
Then just recently, she was like, hey, let's go see that movie with Omar Epps and what's her name? Robin Thicke.
Paula Patton.
Trash.
That wasn't that good.
Then before, what was the other movie? Acrimony.
Acrimony, it had the potential to be good. It just wasn't as good.
Why was Acrimony set in Philadelphia?
And I saw Breaking In by myself.
I heard Breaking In was decent.
It was half.
But
half.
But she wants me to see the trash with her. Want me to spend $15?
Girl, I can't. But
and I'll turn to her at the first sign of trashness. So when I turned to her in Acrimony, it was when they had that little montage, and then they did that thing where it was like they were in the bathroom, and then it was young them, and then
older
them.
True.
And the way that they transitioned from young adults to middle-aged adults looked like the worst CGI, whatever, like, with whatever there was before CGI. Like, whatever special effects, like, they paid the, how can I put this? It's like getting hair from, like, that guy who do Porsche's wigs versus getting hair from the gas station. Like, they got gas station weave.
Okay, you are really going deeply rude. And I'm going to say that.
They got, like, Milky Way. That's what they did. Milky Way.
Don't say
sci-fi.
Milky Way is bad. Don't say Milky Way is bad.
I mean, I have done it.
And that's all that we had back then.
I have done it.
And I was proud of it too. I was like, girl, at least it's Milky Way, you know what I'm saying?
I look good. Fuck y'all. I know you ain't got no problem with me saying the F word. You can't. Not after all the music you've been listening to.
It's not about the music. It's about what people are. It's just too much.
Okay.
Music is a past. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, let's get into girl talk.
Thanks.
When I talk, you talk. We talk girl talk. Girl talk. Lip pops. Tongue pop. Thank you. Can you do a tongue pop?
I can't do it on cue.
Can you do a tongue pop?
I get. That's all I can do.
Thank you. You know, this will be a, you know, we've been gone. It's been too long since you've been gone. Dun, 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 miss you. Who sang the song?
I don't know that. The way you sing it, girl, I don't know.
Girl. Anyway, Knight is a really big fan of Real Housewives of Atlanta. We in they hood right now. This I've seen. This is we right near the place where I had saw Nene old man roll up in that Bentley coupe. That motherfucker was so clean. He hopped out with that Hawaiian button down. okay, came out with an orange juice, looked like maybe carrot and some ginger was up in it. I said, Greg, you so fucking smooth.
I can't.
Don't make no goddamn sense. Anyway, it's rumored that Kenya Moore will not be returning to Real Housewives of Atlanta. You think that's real or no?
Oh, I didn't know anything about that. I don't see why that would be real, because I just saw a picture of her preggers. I would think that would be something that they can, like, you know, speak to and, you know, have.
But not if she doesn't want to share.
But then at the same time, if she don't want to be a part of that while she is pregnant with child, and what I know how it comes off as if she's, like, really emphatic about her being a mama and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. But if she's not, I did hear that Eva got a peach. But
really?
Yeah, so I saw on Instagram.
Nor.
So, I don't know. But I do think...
How they gonna give Eva a peach before they give old girl a peach? Portia's friend.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's pregnant too. I think she's pregnant, well, Shamia.
Hell, how they gonna give her a peach before they give motherfucking Marlo, the fucking OG? Marlo will get it crack a lack anger.
I think too much. In my opinion, I really think Marlo is nice.
If Marlo gets her own show, would you watch it?
Mm-mm.
I would. If Marlo got a show about, like, styling people, and if it was, like, a just, like, Rachel Zoe on Hennessy mix, like, that's, I would watch it. I think Marlo's hilarious. Marlo to me is don't do nothing that Kenya Moore didn't do.
I think for something with Marlo, just don't come. I feel like she's trying so hard on everything you see.
That's how I felt about Kenya.
I don't feel like that from Kenya as much as I do. Like, I feel like Marlo's like, everything I do is going to be staged. I have to practice this joke before. Nobody knows I'm practicing this joke, but I know exactly what comeback to say. And, I feel like she just wants to have somebody to be like, girl, you see what Marlo said? Girl, you see what Marlo said?
See, that's the way I feel about Kenya and Phaedra.
I don't.
Especially Phaedra on the reunions. I felt like a lot of her stuff was rehearsed. A lot of her stuff was like, oh, I'm going to say this to get at her. The only thing that Phaedra did that I felt like was off the top of her motherfucking dome was that 15-minute read that she gave Kenya when she was talking about $10 pizza boxes and sperm banks and whether your baby father going to be an axe murderer or a child molester. That presentation that she gave was like and the reason why it was so good was because it felt like it was just authentic. Like, you didn't you didn't rehearse that at all. That's how it's possible.
Yeah, it felt, came off natural, but it did. It could have been rehearsed.
I doubt that was rehearsed. Now, that other stuff, you know, you a old town home that they renovating. I was like, girl, this is too much. I don't have time. I'm using too much brain capacity to put together the shade you're throwing at this young lady.
She's too much. But I think, I don't know what they're gonna do and all that, but at the end of the day, with Marlo, it's just it's not really my fave. But I don't dislike,
I don't
her,
think so. It would be good for them to take Kenya away.
I definitely think
they should keep her, even if she doesn't want to talk about her relationship, because there she, you know, her, some of her best seasons have been with her not being in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, or even when she was in a relationship, that wasn't the, you know, her in that Matt situation, I'm like, I don't really need this. Like, this, I don't mm-hmm. need this. I just need you, like, throwing shots at Portia. Like, I need y'all doing that with each other, and there goes the drama. I don't need the drama. I don't know if this is fake, but if it was fake, I didn't like turning that man into a villain so that you could have a storyline of being a battered woman. I don't think that's an appropriate storyline. I don't think that's healthy for the community. So I didn't appreciate all of that. Now, the awareness that she brought to domestic abuse, sure, but I think that that's something that they could have done with the Sheree storyline. you know, somebody who has admitted to putting his hands on his significant other. Like, I didn't need that, Matt, and he's angry and he's busting out windows. Like, did you believe that?
I don't know, because when I saw the fight with Peter after the fact, I was like, he seemed a little.
But just because somebody will fight a man don't mean he'll fight a woman.
No, but it also gives way to feeling like, you know, you may be off a little bit. Like, you just went berserk.
You easy to manipulate. So I don't know. Like, you easy to anger.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. But if there was any bit of fakeness in that, then girl, I didn't need
those.
I prefer the drama that you have with the other ladies. So
true.
But yeah. So maybe you can be there to, you know, bully Kim, because apparently Andy believes that he did allow them to bully Kim. So I don't know why Andy felt it necessary to agree with Kim Zolciak. Well, or did he really agree with it? Like, okay, please. Because everybody has been like,
did you see him on the Breakfast Club?
That's the interview that people are getting that from?
No. I don't know what he was on, but he said something where he was talking about he felt like Kim was like kind of like getting like had a lot of people on her, and I think that's when people was like, oh my gosh, Andy's taking up for Kim. Then he was on the Breakfast Club and he had cleared that up, and he was like, that's not really what I was trying to get at. It kind of was like a snippet of a rest of like a, you know how people just take a snippet or something, and he was basically just saying like, you know, Kim was just on another level. She wasn't positive the entire at all. And he kind of cleared it up. But he said he don't think that Kim will ever be back on Housewives. But she is shooting tardy right now.
Does he have any... Excuse me, guys. I'm pouring some of my San Pellegrino into a cup of ice. Because I am addicted to sparkling water. Because I want everything in my life to sparkle.
Wow.
My water. Especially my water. Anyway, he produces Tardy for the Party, right?
I don't know. I don't.
Who watches that trash?
Some people, clearly. Somebody do. Who, I don't know.
Amber Rose, how do you feel about her breakup with 21 Savage?
I don't have no feelings. What?
This happened like weeks ago. Yeah. This is so old.
I don't think nobody worried about it.
She is.
Of course.
Dude. I saw some like post that she had put up talking about like, oh, you know, I really, you know, still love him and stuff like that. I don't know if it was thirsty, like trying to get him back.
Okay.
But I felt like, why do we need to know how you feel about this man? Like, do you have any friend in their 30s that put up any type of social media how they feel about someone they just broke up with? Like, I could see if it's like, oh, it's our anniversary. We've been together for 6 years. And, you know, just want to let everybody know I love, you know, Rashad Jones, you know. But
yeah,
have you had any people in your life, or have you seen people on social media where you're like, why are you telling your business about like why are you doing this?
I mean, I used to have those thoughts, but now I don't have those thoughts, because I think Instagram now is a platform for people to do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? People, it's like, I'm going to show you I'm crying. I'm going to show you when I have a loss. I'm going to show you when I have a win. I'm going to show you when I have this or that. Especially a person like how I always feel like with Amber Rose. It's like, see me, but I want you to see me. See me, but I don't want you to see me. So I was like, I wasn't really surprised. But you know, Instagram, that's where I expect everybody to floss. Everybody to do everything else, including myself. I mean, what is Instagram for?
But I've never seen any of my friends.
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody that I know, like,
no, I'm not talking
give
about that.
Specific information about their relationship. Now, I've seen where women will get mad and be like, you know, out here stunting on these hoes, making my ex cry or whatever, like out here, you know, doing it. Just want to let you ladies know that you don't need no man to make you happy. All you need is your bag and your 32 inches and you good. Like, I've seen that, but I haven't seen anyone use proper names. And I haven't seen anyone.
You haven't seen no celebrity do that other than her?
I'm talking about, I don't know no celebrities. I'm just talking about like my people. Like, I've never seen nobody my age do that. Like, and Amber Rose is a little bit older than me. So I'm like, at some point, like, what we doing? You need to find.
Age is just a number.
I think that she needs to find a platform for her to release this stuff, because I don't get mad when, you know, SZA talks about her relationships in her songs. I don't get mad when someone writes a short film about a breakup that they've had. I don't get mad about that. But yeah, it doesn't anger me with Amber Rose that stuff like this. It don't anger me when anybody does it. But I just get like, what is the purpose of this? Like, and maybe that's, you know, I should do some reflection to figure out why that gets on my nerves. Maybe that's something, maybe it's okay for that to be an outlet to talk about your feelings and to talk about specific people. But there's a certain immaturity in that to me, like what Amber Rose is doing. So I think if she had like a music career or an acting career, she would have a platform to like get these thoughts out. But she don't really have that. I really want to see like Amber Rose get into, you know, fashion design. And I remember her having like this eyewear line. I don't really see much of that, but okay. That would be so dope. Like, you know, or even like a makeup. I would definitely, if Amber Rose had a makeup line.
But see, I don't think I still would think she would be the same person.
Yes, but what I'm saying is,
like, be on Instagram. Maybe she's just life. I mean, she got to like find where she's like confident in all aspects. I don't know if she's there all the way yet. I think it's like some false confidence going on, and some attention seeking, and like a love for celebrity and like high profile relationships. It's like all these things wrapped up. And I think once you get to that level with anybody, where you different, where you on that level, when you're secure there, then you won't have to be like, oh my gosh, let me put this up, let me put that up. And some people don't have a problem with it, but when I see it, I was like,
whatever. Yeah,
it's not a shock. Yeah, Amber Rose,
and it's not like I'm, you know, I don't go out looking for Amber Rose stuff, but sometimes it's hard to avoid it.
Yeah,
because like people you follow might repost it and stuff like that. But
this is Instagram. What can you do? Because she's like one of a million people that do the same thing every day on Instagram.
Yeah, I wonder if she feels like she has to do that to stay relevant, to be in the pop culture conversation, so that, you know, she's in the zeitgeist, so people think about her when they think about, oh, we need a guest for this night show, or we need somebody for this radio interview, we need something. Because what does Amber have going on besides that slut walk? Well, really, I know she's not the creator of the slut walk, but she kind of is like, it's like the face of it, of the one in LA, and just a host of it. I don't know like what she has going on, but I don't go out like looking for information for her. But I want to see her when I, you know, girl, 21 Savage or 21, I don't give a fuck. 21, 32, 55, 51, 50. Who gives a fuck? I'm sure you will find better, and I know you've had better. Next topic. Gabrielle Union was on Jada Pinkett Smith's
Red Table Talk. I love that show.
And all of the posts that I saw about it, y'all, I don't have a TV.
It's on Facebook. It's not on TV.
No, okay. Well, okay, you're right. But I get all of my news from the internet. And from, like, all of my celebrity news, you know, these times sometimes you can be like, oh, I'm folding clothes, let me put on extra while I'm folding clothes because I need something in the background, you know? And you may hear some celebrity bullshit. But And the fact that anyway, but all the posts that I saw were headlines that, oh, Gabrielle Union and Jada Pinkett talk about their like 15-year feud. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So I watched the clip.
Yeah.
And it was basically Gabrielle Union saying the same shit she was saying when she had that conversation with Oprah and Felicia Rashad and Viola Davis and whoever. And I think Alfred Woodard.
She always mentioned that.
She always mentioned that part. So I was like, what about this feud? I never knew there was a feud.
It was like a, you know, it was like kind of like a thing amongst girls. I think a lot of people go through it where basically you don't really have a problem that y'all like really like went head to head, but somehow along the way you don't like each other from maybe something. And it's stupid, but it had gone on for so long that every time they saw each other they were just like internally they were thinking the same thing, like, I don't think she liked me. And they was thinking the same thing. They just really never really talked like that. They never really rocked like that. They never really vibe like that. And then, I don't know what happened. And she said that she called Gabrielle and wanted to apologize. And Gabrielle was really receptive. And they can't even remember why, what, how they even had a problem. And so they just really just went to the red table talk and they just kind of hashed it out. And Gabrielle, like you said, she had mentioned of that moment was like a real big epiphany for her, and I think that's why she always like mentions it. But yeah, girl, Jada was like talking about like how she needed to like clear things out with herself, and that was like lingering on her heart, like, why do I have this problem with this woman? Like, mm-hmm. It was stupid. And Gabrielle was like, I don't know why we have this thing, but I also wasn't trying to mend it. Like, I was playing a role in me just letting it fester. So they just kind of just like was just honest with each other and hashed it out. I thought it was really good. I liked it. I love Red Table Talk.
But I really want to start watching it.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I like this.
Have you ever had a situation like that where you just didn't like somebody because of?
You know what? I don't think I'm sure I have. Nothing really comes out like for like the way Jada and Gabrielle, but I've had situations where like it's like a weird thing. Like you feel like you don't know if you like this girl, and then you feel like, I don't know if this girl even likes me. And it's like, that has happened to me. And I'm like, I say to myself when I think of the girl I'm thinking of, it's like I don't have no problem with this girl, and I don't think she has a problem with me. It's just like it was a weird like vibes or something. And then like the interactions that we've had have been nothing but cool. But you go into it somehow some way like stuff get warped, and maybe it's youngness, or maybe it was the time, maybe it was like moods, I don't know. And then you realize like we don't have a problem with this girl. I never did, but if we were ever in a situation where we were in a room together, something like that, I wouldn't have felt like, ugh. I would be like, oh my gosh, hey, you know. So yeah, I think a lot of girls and people go there with that, but it was refreshing to see like them talk about like this is real stuff that can happen. And
I've never had a situation where it was unclear about the reason why I didn't like someone. I've never had that. But I have had situations where I'm like, my spirit just don't rock with this person's spirit. Like, we don't vibe, and it feels like when I'm around this person, I don't feel good. So I don't need to be around. But I feel like that's like my spirit don't rock with yours, and that's all right. I don't need to be around you. I have also had situations where, you know, one small thing happened, or it could be a big thing or a medium-sized thing, but in the moment it really upset me, and there was never any me and the person or the group of people never came to a place where it's like, okay, let's hash it out, let's talk about it, let's forgive each other, kiss and move on. We've never gotten there, but so much time has passed that it's like I'm over the original thing. But at the same time, I want to be loyal to like whatever pain I was feeling, or I want to be loyal to the anger as opposed to moving on.
Wow.
Now I feel like I'm at a point where like I don't want the anger because that don't bring me no peace. Nothing. And I'm all about like peace and love and just, you know, especially self-love. And it's difficult for me to like have self-love when I'm holding on to stuff that really is toxic to me.
True.
But at the same time, I still know that I don't want nothing to do with certain people. So it's I guess it's not like a few type of thing, but it's I know what I want to do to protect myself. Now these people could be completely different. Like we, yeah. But I wouldn't know. And I don't really care to know. Like, but I like mm-hmm. that I've mm-hmm. I've had situations like that. But I think it's great that, you know, and with the difference between me, like, I have no desire, like, Jada says she felt like she had to get that off of her heart. Like, she So she, I don't have the desire because there's nothing on my spirit anymore. Like, I feel like I haven't done anybody wrong or I'm not doing anything wrong. And I don't wish anyone harm. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I don't tense up when I think about them, when I see them. So it's not a thing where I have to, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have to clear the air at all. But I think it's good that Jada did that. And I feel like it takes a big person to do that. Because sure. you don't know what headspace Gabrielle could have been in. Like, she could have been tripping. She could have been with her friends and they could have been talking mad shit about your ass. Like, girl, guess who the fuck just called me? Jada. Talking about, yeah, let's clear the air. Like, bitch, what the fuck clear the air for what? Like, you just never know.
You never know.
You never know. She could have recorded your call. Like, it's so many ways to like disrespect people
of whackness. Yeah, very true. Very, 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 very true. But I do love the show, though.
Do you love that show? What is it called on WeTV? Toni Braxton's channel.
Toni Braxton's channel?
Yeah. Just because it's the Braxtons.
Oh, Braxton. No, I don't watch it.
No, I know you don't watch the show, but Jimmy and Chrissy, the show they on, Family, why am I thinking like Family Court? The show that they on, it's like that, it's like Celebrity.
Oh, no, I don't watch it.
Boot Camp, something.
I don't watch it.
I know you don't. Who do?
I don't,
somebody on Instagram watching because they be posting mad clips about that shit.
Is it still on?
Child, listen, I don't know.
I don't know.
But we talked about this before, but I wanted to talk about it here. But so Jimmy and Chrissy were in their bedroom. I'm talking about the show. It's like Celebrity Therapy Boot Camp where a whole bunch of families get in, like they come together to hash out their issues with two or three therapists. So Jim and Chrissy are on there. The Amber girl from 16 and Pregnant is on there with her husband and mother. Brandy from Real Housewives of Beverly Orange County or Beverly Hills. Brandy from Housewives of Beverly Hills is on there. And Renee from Mob Wives is on there with her two sisters. Am I missing anybody? I don't think I'm missing anybody. But Jim and Chrissy on there with Jim's mom. And if you are a fan of Jim and Chrissy, you know that Chrissy and Jim's mom have never had the best relationship. You know, I would say Jim's mom is not necessarily a fan of Chrissy. But I think that there certainly is love there between the three of them. So, Chrissy was very upset with Jim's mom because she was talking about an issue of infidelity that the two were going through with other castmates in the house. And they were both kind of mad at his mom because they were like, why are you even bringing that up? Like, you need to keep, like, what was the purpose of that? Why are you talking about this? One thing, and there are cameras everywhere, so the therapists are watching this. And they're like, what's interesting is that no one is talking about the infidelity, whether it really happened or it didn't happen.
sure it happened. But why? Y'all not talking about that being a problem. The problem is you talk like her announcing it or spilling the beans. That's the problem. What do you think about that? In terms of Jim and Chrissy, in the context of their relationship, but also just because you know people like that. Like, yeah, you know, the fact that my husband going to jail, like that's a problem. But why you got to talk about it? Like, they get mad. Like, people get mad at you for announcing bullshit. Like, why don't we get upset with the fucking bullshit?
I think it's just insecurities. I mean, I think that's really all it is. I mean, you can't really, what can you do about it? I mean, that's just what they don't want anybody else to know. You know, like a family be trying to keep stuff quiet, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you do? They don't want anybody to know their transgressions or their problems. They just want to keep it in-house so that nobody really knows about it other than them. So maybe when they get back together or when they go through problems, like, nobody's, like keeping score other than them. I think that's all that is, you know?
I think that if you are going to be a person that is okay with infidelity, which I think Chrissy is, she said on the show, you know, you better not let me find out about it. That's what she said. So it seems like she's the type of person to be like, I know that you're going to cheat. Now, do the rules apply to her? Probably not. But you know, it seems like she knows that he's gonna cheat. She wants him to be respectful, if you can be respectful and cheat. My thing is, why even have a monogamous relationship if you feel like you're gonna fail? Why even do that? Or if you expect someone to fail, why even put those parameters on the relationship if you don't expect anyone to, like, I just don't understand that. If you feel like you're gonna be okay with infidelity, then I think that you have to be okay with what comes with it, and that is people talking about the fucking infidelity.
Well, that's why she tried to keep it quiet.
But you can't keep it quiet. Like, that's, you gotta be okay with it.
She don't want to be okay with it. And she don't want to keep okay with it, so she just, they keep it quiet as best they can. People may talk about it, but it's definitely not circling around. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
And I think they've been together for so long, people are like, they'll get through it. If there is really a problem, they'll get through it. Together or not. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes, it's not even a sometimes, I just think that whatever a relationship is for those two people, they're going to have to work through it. It's really, regardless of the feedback or the input people are going to get from others, it still needs to be their thing. And even, it's not even a need, it doesn't matter, it's still going to be their thing. You know what I'm saying? So they can have the bad stuff, this, that, the third, this, that, and the third, this, that, and the third. Whenever that person decides, whatever that person or those people decide to do is whatever they're going to really do. So it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If they want to do open thing, they'll do an open thing. If they want to talk about it, they're going to talk. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Social media, my thing is, but this wasn't even social media. This was her getting upset with his mom about airing out their laundry. I ain't even gonna call it dirty. Shit, it probably happened so much it ain't even dirty at this point. Like, what is the purpose of getting upset with her speaking the truth like that? My thing is, I can understand Tamar being upset with her mother about Vince being abusive to her, like spilling the beans when it comes to that, because my thing is, like, there's a safety issue, and there's all, like, I'm a victim in this situation, like somebody did something to me. Now, I know that Jim may have cheated on Chrissy. I don't want to call her a victim because at the end of the day, like, you can get up and get away. I haven't heard anything about him being violent towards her. So, I don't, you know, I am working under the assumption that that is not an issue for her. But, like, you are choosing to stay with a man that is cheating on your ass. And that probably won't stop cheating on your ass.
But we don't. But we really don't know that.
And probably will not get, y'all probably won't get married. Until his motor function start giving out. Like, I don't know, yeah, but what is the purpose of you being upset with this woman for speaking truths? Like, that makes no sense.
It's a thing for the other person. Like, they're not comfortable with it. So when you say the truth, you know, some people are not ready to take it. They don't want it to be aired out. Let them feel it first, and then they'll feel like, okay, it's going to take a while for some people to feel comfortable on certain things. But I think at the end of the day, like, it really don't matter. We really don't know the relationship clearly. But at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, like, what are we going to, like, I think sometimes people expect so much from this relationship, this relationship. It's like, at the end of the day, why? They still going to work it out however they're going to work it out. We don't know nothing about it.
I think it's a larger conversation, like, to have really about fear of tackling the issue. Because this happens not
everybody
even in relationships.
Everybody got
their
life. They
got
to get themselves together. That's just a weak point for her. She's not the only one.
But I'm saying, like, this happens in other issues. So even outside of relationships. Like,
sure.
When someone, airs out the fact that, yeah, like, there's a lot of sexual harassment that happens in the workplace. Why are you even talking about that? Why? No, like, I said it, but let's talk about sexual harassment that happens in the workplace. You're afraid to tackle the actual issue. So that's what it is. So because you're upset at the actual issue, but you're too afraid to attack it because you don't feel like you're going to win that battle, you're going to put that energy towards me. That's what you're going to do. Like, because you're too scared. You scared, but you're not scared of me. But you have to get that aggression out somehow.
True,
you know?
True.
So I think that's a larger issue on, like, how we handle fear. That, you know, we all need to talk to therapists about. For sure. The other person I need to talk to a therapist is Bobby Brown's sister. Bobby Brown's sister. Why, girl?
What you mean?
Why you took that picture of Whitney Houston bathroom? Okay, I know you were saying that you and her was doing drugs. Okay?
You have a new message from Uncle sent to the group that...
Lo siento. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I know you said that you was doing drugs with Whitney. And in that bathroom, that was y'all's mess. And you took a picture talking about this was a low point in both of y'all lives. But you never got... You said it was a cry for help, but what... And you sold the picture to the National Enquirer in 2006. I want to know how much money you got for that picture. That's what I want
to
know.
Probably enough for her to get through whatever she needed at the time. They had a tumultuous friend. They had a tumultuous bond. You know, they went through back and forth. Let's just picture it. Okay, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. They had from the outside looking in, they had a tumultuous relationship. That was good. It was bad. It had a lot of bipolar moments. And then it was tons, from what we've heard, of issues with the families that really get along, and certain people was, you know, not really invited, and this and the third. Even Bobby wasn't even invited. Some stuff that had to do with the Houston side of the family. They were always, like, close-knit. So you have to imagine, Bobby Brown does not have the money that Whitney Houston and her family members have. Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston ain't always been on the right terms. If anything, Bobby had to give money to Whitney, blah, 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 blah. So you have to understand, so his siblings, okay? Girl, if they was on a good time and she took a picture or whatever, and then it was on bad terms, and you mean to tell me I ain't got no money? She went ahead and called National Enquirer because she probably was mad at Whitney or whatever, and got whatever couple thousand dollars she needed to have to get through. But she knows it's going to turn around to be the way that it is right now.
I'm sure she ain't gonna get no dime off of that. But at the end of the day, that's really
she
what
said
Nicole
she didn't get any money from the. But I, why see, would she? Because you
yeah,
sold
she
the
wouldn't
picture.
Have. Yeah, but I think that's really what it is. I mean, nobody knew that was gonna be. But you know, she did it. She sold it. Anything that you're gonna call the National Enquirer for? Come on now, you needed the money.
She needed the
and
money.
And that's all it was.
And she needed the money, and Pusha T and Kanye need their ass beat. Listen.
It really, it honestly didn't even make, I love the album, but it really, like I told, we were speaking earlier, I really don't know why it was used.
I mean, I haven't it listened to it sense. And I won't listen to it. But what is the album in any, are there any it, aspects of like celebrity? Like, are there any themes of like the
I mean, Pusha
dangerous
T is,
sides? Of, I mean, and he talks about like him being a drug dealer, right?
Yeah, but still, I don't understand that. The fact that it's laced back to Whitney and all that, I just don't understand why. I think he could have used so many different other album covers, in my opinion. I still don't feel the placement for it. Like I said, I really feel like it's in poor taste. He could have done a lot of different other things, but it wasn't.
I mean, because also, even if it made sense... Even if it
still,
made perfect sense,
it wouldn't
even
have mattered.
If it correlated to the album in several different ways,
it could have been just pictures of drugs on the table. Could have been
drugs on your table, like everybody has been saying drugs on Kanye's table since you addicted to opioids.
It could have been, and you know what I'm saying? It could have just been black.
It could have been black.
I mean,
it could have been pictures of silicone. It could have been pictures since that's what's in Kim Kardashian's ass and titties. It could have been pictures of lip fillers, okay? It could have been pictures of fucking your brother, highlighted Bible. It could have been all, like, what the, why
I don't know.
And I don't think I'm taking this too far, and I don't think that, I don't necessarily think that celebrities are off limits, or like Whitney Houston is off limits. Like, I have laughed at so many Whitney Houston jokes. So many jokes about Whitney Houston being a drug addict. I have laughed my head off. But this to me like hits me in a spot where I'm like, I don't need to support this album. I don't need to support this project or any other project until you talk legit and like apologize for this shit. Like I refuse to do that. And I don't know like why we not canceling this motherfucker. Like we so quick to be like Chrisette Michelle, I can't do it with you, won't do it with you. But that's only because Chrisette Michelle, we wasn't never fans of her anyway. Tina from Mary, have you ever bought a Mary album? You may have listened to it, but have you ever, like, really purchased... Like, have you gone out of your way to listen to Mary?
I don't think nobody has had the impact like Kanye's had. If you look at the list of... What I'm saying is that I see the point you're trying to make, and your point is valid, because I feel like in the list of all the different people that, I guess, if you quote-unquote people have canceled, Kanye is like, ooh, but it's Kanye. You know what I'm saying? The people don't want to cancel him so quickly.
We enjoy his music. Like,
yeah, people
like,
don't want
to
cancel him.
I have
him.
Not listened to a Kanye West album in a minute.
Me too.
And I won't. I probably won't. Like, because when I hear his voice, it just puts me in a nasty place. It really does. Like, I really don't understand the fucking nerve of this nigga. Like, you got... You have so much material to pull from... If you wanted the album cover to be about the dangers of celebrity, the dangers of drugs, the nastiness of, you know, these legends that we uphold, you have so much material to pull from. Why do you feel like it's appropriate to do that to this family that has already suffered so much? Like, they done lost Whitney. They done lost Bobby Christina.
Mm-hmm.
This family is still in pain. Like, and her fans are still in... Like, people still hurt over Whitney Houston. And then Bobby Christina happened, not shortly after that. And that wasn't nothing but the long drawn out pain, because it was times where you was felt like, oh, is she going to wake up? Is she going to get better? Is she going to, like, that was so fucking long and drawn out. And all you're bringing, how is this helping in the healing process? Like, what are you doing?
I think what I really feel was going on with him is that I think there's a part of him that's really numb. I don't think sometimes he understands.
Because of fucking extra, opioids, probably.
Probably. But I also think another part of him that brings on the numbness is that I really feel like he's mentally, like, he's not there. Like, he really is in need of therapy. And I don't think I don't know how to diagnose it. I don't know what it really is. But I feel like there's a part of him that's numb. He don't even know what the heck is going on. He was saying all those things about Trump. And it's like, do you even know the beginning? Or do you understand, like, why people have issues?
And the sad thing is, I feel like you're right.
Mentally,
I definitely feel like you're right. The sad thing is that you have power over these people's careers. And you know Pusha T was too scared to tell Kanye no.
I don't think he was scared.
I think so. Because why, Pusha?
I think that
makes you look worse. Why did you agree to this?
I don't think he was scared. I really think that what Kanye did was call him and, like, convince him and give him all these different things. And due to the allegiance and, like, the affinity that he has and the respect that he has for Kanye as, like, an artist and how people think of him, like, genius-ish kind of tip, he was thinking of it like, wow, if he sees something that's cool about it and he's so, like, really persuasive and telling me this whole big long out story about why my album art needs to be changed at the 11th hour,
then I'm gonna go ahead and go. Then that speaks to the lack of integrity in your artistry, and Pusha T, and that is a goddamn shame.
I think he should speak to it.
And he got to. Like, I don't want us to, like, lift our foot off of his necks. Like, I want Pusha T to really answer for this, because if you say he ain't scared of Kanye,
I don't think he's scared of anybody.
Then I'll take that. Then I'll leave Kanye West out of it. Then nigga, why you did it? I certainly do not agree.
He may have mentioned
and somebody
it.
Should put a lit candle to every one of them plats. Like, I just want him to be punished.
They're not gonna get punished, you know. It's not gonna happen. But I do think it is about, like, what you said for Kanye. I think he has to really, like, answer a lot of different stuff whenever he gets his mind right. And as for Pusha on this thing, I don't know. Maybe he has already answered to it. I'm not sure. But I don't think he was scared. But I still think, like, if he was to look back on stuff, like, I think perhaps he may be like, dang, that was in poor taste. You know what I'm saying?
It was in poor taste.
It wasn't, like, really the right thing.
And I don't even,
it's like, outside of the album art, it's a great album. I just think maybe that piece will always have somebody that may mention, like, a blemish on something that's such a great piece of work. Had it had been a different album cover, it wouldn't have been laced with, like, the you know, like, what people are echoing the same thing that you saying.
There,
like,
would be nothing negative to say about it. Even the Drake stuff, and I definitely want to, like, roll into that, because I know Knight has been enjoying all of the mess.
It's all really
of the pettiness.
It's really been good.
And I don't want to hear shit about women being petty, because this shit is petty, nigga. This is petty. And I enjoy it as well. I don't think nothing wrong with it. But, you know, there are definitely some lines that people felt like were crossed. You know, when you bringing up the 40 situation. And I guess, like, I'll even forgive that. Almost, because it's like, I can understand, like, you really trying to attack this man. So you're going to attack everything he love. Like, what the fuck did anybody do to you? Like, what did Whitney do to you, Pusha?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bothered? It's the problem.
I don't know, but I do think maybe.
But
I don't know.
Talk to the people about your love for the diss tracks. What has been your favorite one? Did you listen to Infrared?
Yeah.
So what's like your top, like, put them in order, like, Infrared, Duppy, Story of Adi Don. What's like
I think that's how I would put it. You know,
what's number one, I guess?
The most recent one, and it just trickles down from there. Gotcha. So I think it just gets better and better and better. I don't even know if there's more to come. I don't know. I mean, I would assume, I thought that Drake would have come back with him this weekend, but maybe he's not coming back with anything.
Well, I think he posted, he did give a statement. I don't know if it was on Twitter or where it was.
About the beef?
About the blackface.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about more of like, you know, come back with a song. Oh. And I don't think he will, but who knows? But I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good.
What were some of your favorite lines in Story of Adidon?
I mean, there are so many lines in there. I think every line was just like a cut. The baby cut, talk about the mama and the daddy never getting married.
The baby cuts ain't even, it's the memes that have been generated from this bullshit. Well, that is the heat that's being, like, y'all really is some instigating fools, and I love it.
It's so good. It's really, really good. I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, it's just like I said, I know we had spoke earlier. I think that in the midst of like all the stuff that's out there with music, this just feels like good. This feels back like old days. Like